Hi guys, I'm Eric Peterson, and I'm a men's dating and relationship coach for skillofattraction.com. And this is my first podcast. I also operate a growing YouTube channel and a growing blog on the same topic, but this is my first shot at a podcast. So bear with me as I learn how to produce a great podcast for you guys. So I'm going to start with the easy topic for today, and that is how to ask a girl out on a date. Now, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to leave a message here or head over to my website at skillofattraction.com. Click on the contact tab and you can shoot me a message from there. I also provide private one-on-one coaching. If that interests you, again, head to my website at skillofattraction.com. Click on the coaching tab, and there I have several options for you to choose from. I offer emergency email coaching, where I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours, depending on which option you select. And I also provide monthly coaching, where I will work with you throughout the month to try to get whatever relationship issue you're having turned around and get you back on track. With that in mind, let's get on to the podcast. Now, asking a girl on a date seems like it'd be a no-brainer. Sadly, many men do not do this the right way, which leads to them being rejected and walking away with their tail between their legs. Or even worse, they get the date, but she later cancels or just ends up blowing them off altogether. So it's really imperative to ask her on a date the correct way, a confident way, to be sure that it's a definite date, she's enthusiastic about the date, and she will actually show up. Now, as I just mentioned, you want to ask her confidently. And besides the obvious, this grabs her attention as she's used to nervous, timid men, which usually leads to excuses by her. So really the best way to do this is to ask her simply, when is she free to get together? Or what does your schedule look like this week? Because if you ask her about certain days, it's really setting yourself up for rejection. As an example, if you say, hey, are you free this Saturday? I would like to take you out. There's a good chance she may actually be busy then. And then you have to ask again on another day, and it eventually becomes awkward. So if you say, are you free this Saturday? And she says, no, I already have plans. And then you say, well, are you free next Friday? She may say, no, I already have plans then too. And then you see what I mean? It really starts to get awkward. But the other reason why it's good to ask her this way is it presupposes that she's already interested in going out with you without being too pushy. Now, I actually had a friend of mine, actually a couple weeks ago, I was talking to him and he had been in a very long-term relationship for like 15 years or something like that. And he was just getting back, he's just been getting back out there the last year or two. And sadly, this long-term relationship he was in, it was during his younger years when most people would be developing their social, developing their social skills and their dating skills. So he missed out on a lot of that because he was in this long-term relationship. And I happened to ask him if he was dating anyone, and he told me how he really liked this girl that he's been talking to, but his exact words was, I just don't have the balls to ask her out. And I told him, I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, I'm afraid she's going to say no, and I'm just a really quiet guy. And that's when I told him, I was like, just simply ask her, when are you free to get together? And he looked at me like I was a genius. He was like, oh my God. He goes, that's perfect. And then I explained to him what I just explained to you. And then he came up with another excuse that he's just a quiet guy. And I told him, I was like, you are not a quiet guy. I was like, you're very outgoing. As maybe you are quiet with pretty girls that you're attracted to, but you are not a quiet guy with most people. And it dawned on me. He's like, oh my God, you're right. And a couple days later, I ran into him again. I asked him if he asked the girl out, and he goes, I did. And she said yes, and he couldn't be happier. And it was all because he just needed a little confidence boost. And this is such a simple way to ask a woman out. I mean, he just had no clue. So this is a really good way to ask a woman out. But there are some things that you have to keep in mind. One thing is she showing resistance when you're asking her out? Because you have to keep in mind, just because you're interested in her doesn't mean that she's going to be interested in you. Maybe she's just being polite and engaging you in a conversation. It could be for any number of reasons, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she's interested in you. But as a man, part of your job is to put yourself out there and take the risk. And women will respect a man that does that, even though he may get rejected. So keep that in mind. Just because you're interested in her doesn't mean that she's interested in you. Because if she is showing resistance during this, there's a good chance that she may agree to the date, but she will cancel later on or just flat out blow you off. You have to keep in mind that women, they don't want to hurt your feelings or put themselves in a potentially awkward or dangerous situation. So a woman may just agree to the date just because it could turn awkward or maybe dangerous and just get away from you. So if she says something like maybe, or she's acting hesitant, this means that she is showing resistance. Now, if she is showing resistance, a good way to counter this is to say something along the lines of, well, it sounds like you're unsure about your schedule. Why don't you just get in touch with me when you figure out your schedule and we could plan something then? Then you just give her your number or your contact information if she doesn't already have it, and do not contact her until you hear from her first. Because if you tell her to contact you when she's ready and you just can't be patient enough and you contact her first, this is a sign of desperation or neediness, and it will immediately turn her off. So if she's truly interested in you, she will be contacting you sometime in the near future. But if she's not interested, then you won't be hearing from her probably ever again. I mean, why would you want to waste your time on a girl, even if you like her, if she's not interested in you? You're not going to be able to convince her. So just let it go. You're wasting your time. Move on to the next girl. Another thing you want to keep in mind is sometimes when you ask a girl out on a date, on a first date, a lot of times women will say, well, why don't you call me beforehand to confirm the date? You don't want to do this because it's more than likely an out for her. Meaning that when you do call and confirm with her, either she's not going to answer the phone or she's going to ghost your text. And again, you probably won't be hearing from her again. But if she insists on you to confirm the date, a good way to counter that is to say something along the lines of, well, it sounds like you're unsure of your schedule. Why don't we just do it another time? We call this the takeaway. And either she will agree to doing it another time, which probably means that she's not interested, or she will back up a little bit and just accept your terms, which means she's definitely interested in the date. So if she backs up a little bit, she may say something like, oh, no, I do want to go out on the date. I just wanted to make sure that you were actually going to show up, or something along those lines. Yet another thing that you should keep in mind is it a definite date? Agreeing to hanging out sometime this weekend does not count. Many guys do this. They think just because they say, well, let's hang out sometime this weekend, that the girl's going to wait for him all weekend to give her a call. any girl with any bit of self-esteem is not going to be doing that. So you want to set a definite date. This means a day, a time, and a location that you both agree on. So either you have a day and a time and you pick her up, or a day and a time and a place to meet. And you want to make sure she agrees. But by telling her, like you're giving her orders, will more than likely not fly with her. So you want to ask her something like, so how does Saturday at 8 p.m. sound at XYZ bar? And then just smile and wait for her to respond. Now, if she agrees, you just want to repeat it to communicate that you are also in agreement. So you may say something like, great, I'll see you at 8 p.m. on Saturday at XYZ bar. If something comes up, I'll get in touch with you, and you should do the same if something comes up on your end. Now, obviously, if you plan on picking her up at her residence, obviously you want to rephrase it to reflect that. And that's really the best way to ask a girl on a date to ensure, or more ensure, that you will get the date, or most likely get the date with her. I really appreciate all of you that have listened to my first podcast. I would love to hear some feedback from you guys. So like I said in the beginning, please feel free to leave me a message here on Anchor, or head over to my website at skillofattraction.com and click on the contact tab. And if you need some private one-on-one coaching for your dating and relationship issues, also at my website at skillofattraction.com, click on the coaching tab and select the option that works best for you. And I will catch you on the next one. Have a good one. Bye-bye.